I brought you a scene, and you're going to have a scene. Well, rather, I promised you a scene, and you are going to have a scene. So here we go, one of the biggest scenes in hentai, the Grape of the Dark Elf Queen. Let's go ahead and get it started, even though it's probably not as good as the actual adaptation, which many of you have probably seen. But remember, every mercenary gets a turn, so this could take forever, but I don't have all night, so let's get it started. The men in the hall tear at Olga's brown flesh, pulling her to the ground. The men excel at raping women, leaving them with no room to struggle. The men face her upwards, holding her legs wide open. Olga turns pale from humiliation. Not wanting to lose control in front of a bunch of humans who she views as no more than bugs, she bites down on her lip to focus her mind. This is a good position. Forming a wall, a large number of mercenaries with their cocks exposed gather around Olga as she's pinned down. The stench from the cocks of those disgusting men makes Olga want to turn her face away. But that just makes her feel like she's admitting defeat. Olga's determined to endure the whirlwind of rape coming from her. Coming for her, rather. Even resisting brings shame to her name. She didn't want these lowly insects to see her struggle in disgust. Oh, the queen's trembling a little. A man below her notices Olga's subtle trembling. Wow, I thought the Dark Elf Queen was a slut or something. But there was all this business about sealing herself off. This is really something you can look forward to, huh? Yeah, I want to check it out quickly. Let's go. The queen's labia open up at the touch of the mercenary's rugged hands. Sweet, she's spread eagle. Incredible, it's not just open, it's fully exposed. Really? That's when you say incredible? Wow, it's not just brown on the inside. Isn't that a beautiful pink? Really? They're doing that? Hey, somebody check if she's got a hymen. Where is it? A mercenary runs his finger along her spread labia, checking her pussy's many folds by separating them. They're looking at it. My pussy is being seen by despicable human males. Olga does her best to prevent the mercenaries from realizing that she is trembling due to the unbelievable humiliation she feels. If she can't run away, she would become an unfeeling puppet, not crying, acting displeased, or even letting her face distort. That is the method she chooses to protest what was happening to her with majesty. She is now in the dangerous position of seeing whether her strategy succeeds or fails. Hey, look! Oh, seriously? That's the face of a virgin. The queen's a virgin. The mercenaries get excited. They find the idea of forcing a girl to scream in agony as they pop her cherry an extra special treat. Violence, humiliation, pain, and agony. The mercenaries enjoy the simple fun of a standard rape. Please check as well, Commander.
Yeah, okay.
Resting his hand upon her knee, Volt sticks his face right against Olga's labia. Olga tries to be an emotionless doll, but she wavers slightly before the person... behind the fall of her castle, rather. Aha, it's glittering without a scratch. It's fucking hilarious that the Dark Elf Queen is a virgin. Isn't that right? The image of Dark Elves is as horny little sluts that like to get gangbanged. I heard that the Dark Elves and Half Elves sold into slavery have mostly been through different drugs. Yeah, I also heard that a freshly captured pure elf is incredibly proud of their own innocence. So is that true? I don't know. Well, that's the only way you're going to answer, huh? Anything else would just be unnecessary. Well, let me enjoy your unmarked cunt, Majesty. You don't need to speak so much. A sharp tearing pain runs through her in an attempt... Whoa. I don't know how that happened. A sharp tearing pain runs through her and an intense force presses all the air out of her lungs that shoots straight up into her brain. Contrary to the pompous initial action, Volt tears through her hymen with a careless movement and begins to pound her slowly. Her whole body trembles in time with the slow movements. She closes her eyes enduring the pain and humiliation of being deflowered. The mercenaries around them were also getting excited at Olga's deflowering, their cheers of excitement increasing. Commander, can we fuck the queen too? Even just her smooth hand? Yeah, it's fine. You can do what you like. Whoa! This is incredible. This is the first time I felt palms this smooth. It's like high-class velvet. I never touched velvet before, though. But to be like this, our high-class hands are wrapped around our filthy cocks. It's exciting. Oh, isn't she making a subtly regretful face? Who gives a shit about her face? I want to enjoy the texture of her hands more. Really, now? Hey, Your Majesty, you can start moving your hands as well. You gotta jerk my cock. No, you will not make me happily jerk off your filthy cocks. You have freely taken my virginity with your bloodied hands. But I will not be your whore if you intend to force me to do so. All I can do is laugh. That right? Olga's mockery and condescending words pissed one of the mercenaries off, but another mercenary stops him. Calm down, she's provoking you. If you want stronger stimulation, just jerk yourself off like I'm doing. Really? Hey guys! You know what you can do? Instead of actually fucking her, you can just watch it and jerk off with your hand! Wow, what did I think of that? I'm different from you. I like getting jerked off even if it's begrudgingly. Do you idiots want to fight forever before this amazing piece of ass? Other dudes are waiting to get touched by the queen, you know. Oh no, it's not that. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. The queen's handjob is the fucking best. Then enjoy it. Rape her as mercilessly as you want. You can keep going until you're satisfied with her brown skin. It is the time for satisfaction. Just look at me. Don't hesitate, you guys. Whoa! The mercenary shoves his dick balls. His dick balls? How does that happen? Into her mouth. Her screams are muffled and her eyes are naturally wide open. Is that what you call it now? Hey, these are my dick balls. Really? We gotta add an extra word to that? It's not, hey, those are my balls. It's like, damn it, those are my dick balls. Be careful where you're touching. Don't bite. Aren't you getting excited? I'm having to try my hardest too. She closed her eyes from the pain of having her throat fucked so hard. Her body is shaking from the force of the pounding alone. Pre-cum trickles out of the dick in her hand, wetting the queen's brown skin. Other mercenaries jerking off around her squirt pre-cum as well, getting it in their hair and on their ears. The mercenary's cock stabs deep down her throat, suffocating her. The head of his cock is covered in smegma. He presses it against the roof of her mouth. The rotten stench emitting from his cock travels up her nasal cavity, stabbing right into her brain. His cock is inserted so deeply into her mouth that it fills her cheeks. The dick pounding her pussy mercilessly takes long, deep strokes, going from her cervix back out to her vulva. The queen's body is fingered, groped, ravaged, clawed, penetrated, and pounded like some black rabbit held as a sacrifice at some unruly feast. Olga continues to be assaulted in this storm of rape, which never had any intention of making her feel any amount of pleasure. Aha, I expected nothing less, Your Majesty. Your tight little cunt is already pulling my cock, even though your hymen's just been broken. How can he joke like that? He's crawling around inside of me. I will not be tempted by a vulgar human. Guess it's time to come. Olga has the biggest reaction yet to Volt's declaration that he's going to come inside of her. And like all hentai, he has to admit it. Are you stupid? You can't come in me. There's no way a lowly human less than a worm could be allowed to sully my vagina. Is she trying to say something? She's moving her lips. The stimulation is incredible. I'm gonna come if this keeps up. She wants to say something. Hey, pull your dick out of her mouth. Eh? Pull it out! Well, I guess I gotta if you're saying so, Commander. Pull it out. Pull out! Pull out! I will not allow your filthy Swede. That's a whole different story. No offense to the Swedish people here. I will not allow your filthy seed to ever touch my womb. Queen Olga suddenly thrashes about. Swedish heavy metal's great, by the way. But the surrounding soldiers easily pin her back down. How unfortunate. It's long since been decided that your noble womb and cunt will be filled with my baby-making juice.
不遇など虫けら以下の存在じゃ生きる価値もない。わらわのわらをどこまで愚弄し恥ずかしめれば。
You worm! No, you are lower than worms. There's no value to your life, no matter how far you humiliate me, how far you make me look like a fool. Aha, hey!If you could run your mouth like that, you should have done so from the very beginning, Your Majesty. Putting on airs is no good. It's too bad. Well, I don't think it's too bad, but I'm gonna sully your womb. That's why I came to this castle. You bastard! This is... I deserve death. I wish to die. Pull out of me. Many hands holding her down, Olga's pussy is pounded mercilessly before Volt comes. Hey, that's enough. Stick it back in her mouth. Shoot your load in there. Sweet, you're the best, Commander. Ugh. Tee-hee-hee, don't get bitten. If she bites me, I'll knock all of her teeth out. Aha, you can't hurt our valuable cargo just because she hurts your dirty cock. Well, just take responsibility for whatever happens. Is my womb going to be taken from me in such a careless manner with no majesty? Am I gonna be sullied? The dick once again plunges into her mouth, hastening the pace of its pounding before ejaculating. Volt's massive cock aims directly for her cervix, plunging mercilessly deep into her vagina and tapping at its back wall. Okay, yeah, we get that. Splurt, 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 splurt. Ah, they're shooting their loads into me. My womb is being sullied with the seed of a human. The instant Vold thrusts deep inside of her, the cum erupting out of his ejaculating cock slips past her cervix, filling the queen's womb. Slurt, slurt, slurt. And there's some coughing. Olga falls into a deep despair as a huge amount of cum pours into her mouth. The ejaculating cock stabs him down into her esophagus, pouring its load directly down her throat. Slurt, 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 slurt. The dicks that were squeezed into her hands swell around the head, and a shower of semen shoots out of them. The surrounding mercenaries scream out as the white fluid flies at the brown queen. The opaque semen shooting out of so many cocks flies in an arc to dirty her brown skin. The shower of filthy fluid comes from all directions, trembling from the despair of having come in her pussy. Olga's pure dark elf body is painted white with the other mercenaries' semen. Well, it's kind of clear, too. They continue to shoot a huge amount of cum until they're satisfied, and at long last, their rain of ejaculate stops. It actually looks like there's some bruises on it. Well, there would maybe blood. The dicks slide out of her mouth and pussy. A bridge of sticky cum connects beneath the tip and a Volt's massive cock in her vulva. Her formerly tight pussy is now agape after getting used to the shape of Volt's dick. The cum flows out of her pussy each time her body shakes. The cum drips down to her ass, forming a puddle. There's blood mixed in with the cum that keeps pouring out of her pussy. Olga looks at the string of cum connecting her pussy to his cock in despair. Ah, I came enough to cover the brown queen's palms. I didn't just go for her hands, I aimed for her beautiful nips. Ain't they already pure white? I went just in the mouth. I wanted to cover her stomach and cum. She has drank our cum, taken the commander's seed right in her womb, and taken a full-on bukkake. Well, the queen's already turned into our whore. Did somebody laugh just now? The surrounding mercenaries are a bit disappointed by Olga's unexpected reaction. Oh, the queen laughed? What's so funny? Did the shock of being raped knock a screw loose? You make me laugh. What was that? To get this excited, you're truly less than dogs. The words that came through her rough breast were clearly ridiculed. She tries to act queenly and present a dignified face to the men surrounding her despite being covered with cum inside and out. To think you could make me your property. What a laugh. The reason for a provocative attitude is Olga's determination to not take a cowardly beggar's attitude even if her soul is crushed with despair. Oh? Good. She truly is a pure dark elf, a rare species in this world. It is worth raping her. There are girls that cry when they're raped, girls that go crazy, girls that immediately hump back. But there are plenty of women like that. That is why a girl like you, Your Majesty, is an unbelievable feast. No matter how great your despair, you'll not go down easily. The fun can last a lot longer that way. We'll teach that womb of yours, teach it the value of your human betters. We'll desecrate your womb as the number one place for us lowly humans. I want to see you riding in despair, you know? Doesn't the despair of the jet black queen of the accursed Black Keep, Olga Discordia, sound fun? She gets a cold and odd feeling from the tone and content of Volt's low whispers, and her body trembles slightly. What is this feeling? Am I really feeling fear from a human? This is stupid, impossible. It must be my imagination. You can say whatever you please. Yes, I can do and say whatever I please just as before. Well, shall we get started? We need to tease you here, too. A finger plunges into her ass. Olga looks surprised, but she immediately bites down on her lip to endure the humiliation. The cum that's run down her ass serves as lube for Volt's finger to twist around in her tight sphincter. He searches around her in her intestines, then stretches her asshole so that he can check out the sticky hot walls of her rectum. So this is what your asshole is like. Muttering, Volt slowly removes his fingers from the queen's asshole. The queen feels slightly weakened as his fingers pulled from her asshole. Are they really going to use the whole eye shit out of humans? Truly are a lowly species. They are violating more than I had ever imagined. Olga mutters to herself mockingly, I think it should be quite tight. It seems like her ass will make a good cum dumpster. I can't wait to hear you say that. There's no need to wait, right? I want to crack at her too. I'm dying just watching over here. Me too. The mercenaries seek permission from Volt, clearly showing that they're sick of waiting. They look at the queen's brown skin covered in white cum, their eyes glistening with bestial lust to rape her. Yes, go ahead, shove your dicks in her from any angle, use her ass or her pussy as a dumpster for your cum. Volt permits them to fuck both of her holes, the mercenaries' excitement steadily builds. And definitely come inside her. Ooh! The mercenaries shout a battle cry, resuming their assault on Olga. All the previous mercenaries have been swapped out. The new mercenaries have started pounding her ass, pussy, and mouth with their cocks. The newly deflowered queen is unable to mount any form of resistance to the shock of having all three of her holes fucked so aggressively. She can only take the rape. This is the queen's palm. This is certainly incredible. The difference between using my hand and her hand is like the difference between heaven and earth. If it weren't for the other guy's jizz, this would have been a lot more pleasurable. No, it's too bad. We're sharing her with a lot of people. Just close your eyes. Right. If you wanted to go first, you should have pushed yourself to the front of the line. The mercenary who enjoyed getting his dick rubbed first speaks strangely happily to the unenthused mercenary. Shit, I was imagining something great, so I've been saving up. No, I've got a chance to enjoy such a nice piece of ass. I'll enjoy her even in this state. The reinvigorated mercenary places his own hand atop his dick, sandwiching his dick between her hand and his. He thrusts, giving himself a hand job. Ah, this is what a queen's cunt is like. The mercenary rapes her pussy happily. Working together with the man penetrating her asshole, they pound both of her holes. There's a dick filling her tight pussy and one raping her asshole. Olga's nether regions burn with the heat of two rods plunged inside of her. She can only tremble, unable to resist in her pinned down state. She feels the pressure of the two cocks penetrating her lower half as much as she possibly can, while only capable of letting out muffled groans when the cock plunged down her throat. Oh, the pressure of having two cocks down there is intense. I can't take it. Hey, I'm coming in her. The instant the words leave the mercenary's mouth, Olga begins to show her strong resistance, just like when Volt came in her. Aha, she really hates it. Have our human seed milk. The mercenary laughs mockingly at Olga's clear display of resistance when he comes inside of her as he grabs onto her thrashing hips. Settle down. If you thrash around like that, I might just accidentally come. Her cheeks bulging with the cock in her mouth, she clearly flinches at the mercenary's threat and stops moving. Oh, she's calmed down. Well, if you're going to listen to me when I talk like that, I don't need to think about anything. And by that, I mean I'm going to come. I'm definitely going to come inside you. I'm going to come right in your pussy as I was ordered to. Olga lets out muffled screams as she is pounded full force while being laughed at. The mercenaries come full force in her ass and pussy, and she's forced to swallow another's cum as a huge shower of semen rains down upon her. Splurt, splurt. The second round of cum adds to the first round that was already glistening on her brown skin, forming a distinct second layer of jizz. Cum gushes into her pussy again as her ass is ejaculated, and at the same time, the force of which causes Olga's body to tremble slightly. The mercenaries pull their dicks out of their three holes. Olga spits out some of the cum. She endured the first round, but she couldn't endure the second round. Cum also drips out of her ass and pussy. Ah, great. Well, what's happened to the inside of her previously spotless cunt? Her pussy is spread once again, revealing the red center. Her formerly pink folds have swelled red from the vigorous pounding she's received. It is drenched with so much cum, it drips all over the place. Whoa, I can hardly believe it's the same cunt I was looking at earlier. Look how open it is. All right, but it's all completely torn off. There isn't even any trace of it now. Her cunt is wide open. You can even see down her cervix. There is cum covering every corner of the folds of her pussy. Olga turns her head away and bites her lip, humiliated by the observations of the man. Destroy her womb next. Thoroughly assault her majesty's poor precious room. Fuck her, cum, pull out and fuck her again. Fuck her until you can see right up into her womb. Damn! She no longer has words as Volt caresses her crotch. It feels like he's caressing right above her precious uterus, giving her goosebumps. Isn't it over already? Don't touch me with your filthy hands if it is. Over? Hasn't it only just begun? That's what I'm afraid of. Volt whispers to the dejected queen, rubbing his hand slowly across her flesh to enjoy the sensation of her goosebumps and see how long this seal can last. It's useless. I poured all of my magic into this seal. There's no way a human could break it. The mercenaries look down, smiling at the muttering queen. Olga muddles her words with resolve, dreading the unending torment her body's about to face. Shit! Several hours have passed since the queen was taken. It is difficult to track the passage of time in a place with no windows. It merely invites worry. If something happened to the queen... No, I mustn't think that. All she can do is think that something awful has happened to the queen. But if something happened to the queen... She clenches her fist, fingernails digging into her skin. I don't care what happens to me. I will definitely kill their leader if something has happened to my queen. Then, Chloe reacts swiftly to the sound of the cell opening. Yo, we kept you waiting. It's your turn. The commander's called for you. Chloe silently obeys the mercenary. She cannot reach the queen if she resists here. She plans to be obedient for now, at least that's what she tells herself. If I can't get out, I'll just have to do as this dude says. Alright. So that's the main scene for the queen. And we'll pick this up probably, like I said, in August. It's not my favorite. But yeah, we're doing it. I don't even know if I'm going to get the second one, because I saw the second one was available, and of course GOG's going to have a sale today. So if it's real cheap, I might get it, but I don't know. I heard it's not that good. Plus, again, this story has to do fucking something other than rape to catch my attention. If you'll notice, Maggot Bates, I enjoyed that because there was actually a story there. And Euphoria had a story there. And... there's been some others that have had stories there. But this one, I haven't really seen the story yet. I've basically seen one rape, and then of course there was the destruction of the village, some history, and then there's another rape. And I haven't seen anything that really catches, and I've told that this does have a story. Well, where is it? Where's the fucking story, guys? Come on, Japan. Give me something. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time, because yes, I did just promise you that scene. And of course, we've got the game completely uncensored now, so look forward to that. But I'll see you guys next time. I'm out.